On the line from the Brazen Pop-Up that's going to be at the Yacht Club on Saturday night, I've got Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Aaron.
So I want to learn more about this Brazen Pop-Up because it's something a little bit different. You're one of the performers. You're a DJ called Mama Defunk on stage, is what I understand.
Correct, yeah.
And there's three other performers. And was Brazen originally a festival and now it's something you've taken on the road? Is that basically what's happening?
Yeah, so myself and Amanda Wright, who's one of the performers at the Brazen Pop-Up this weekend, performing as Amanda Mania, we started Brazen Brand and Festival a couple of years ago. And this year we just decided to do something a bit different. Festivals have been struggling a little bit at the moment with the with what's going on in the financial world. Mm. And we just wanted to keep the momentum that Brazen had been building. But as many people know, festivals are quite expensive things to put on. And so we decided to do something different and bring it around the country and make it more affordable for people to be able to have a little taster of what we've got to offer.
Mm. So as well as you and Amanda Mania, who else is performing?
So this weekend in Raglan, we have Yana Hayes, who is a local Raglan woman. So some people in Raglan might already be familiar with her skills behind the decks.
Yep.
And then we also actually singing and emceeing live with myself is Salty, who's Teresa Michaels. And we collaborated for the very first time actually this year at Splore Festival.
Yeah.
And it got really, really well received. So we decided to do that again. And again, Teresa is a local Raglan person.
Yeah. She's been here in the studio a couple of times in the last year or so. So we're quite familiar with her. We have some of her music on our playlist.
Yeah, she's incredibly talented. She's quite amazing.
Yeah, her voice is quite remarkable. Yeah, that's for sure. Tell us about Brazen. Why you set it up and what its kind of its focus is.
Right. Okay. Well, the Brazen brand started with myself and Amanda Mania, Amanda Wright, who is one of the original co-founders of Splore. And we wanted to kind of raise a platform for female, non-binary, LGBTQ plus community to be able to have experiences and opportunities in the festival and music arena. We also really wanted to bring a lot more art and performance into festival. And so that's one thing I just forgot to mention actually before is we've got at each of our pop-ups, we're bringing performance or a performer or a couple of performers in as well, which is all kind of part of the taste of Brazen.
Okay.
So
what sort of performers are we getting here in Raglan?
So, In Raglan, we've got Veronica, who's originally from Italy. She is a contemporary dancer. So she's quite edgy. So I've seen her perform quite a few times at various festivals. She works with props quite a lot. So she's going to surprise us at Brazen. I'm not quite sure what she's got in store, but she's always very edgy and fascinating, so there'll be something really awesome for people to watch while they're dancing.
Okay, that's awesome. I hope she can. I guess she'll shape it to fit the Yacht Club, which is a fairly, I don't want to say cramped. It's a tight venue. It's got a
It's a very comfy venue. We're creating a small space for her, but she's incredibly clever, and so she'll be able to adapt.
Yeah,
that space, I'm sure.
Yeah, might actually probably make it more interesting for her doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So back to Brazen. Like, how much of this is two or three times recently I've had conversations about this, about creating space in the music industry. I was talking to Laura Thompson and Ruth Power, who were organising To the Front, which used to be Girls Rock, in Hamilton yes. later on this year, and they had a fundraising gig out here last month. Like, how much of a need is there for these spaces?
It's certainly getting better for women in the music industry. I think both Amanda and I have been DJing and in the festival kind of music scene for a really long time. Amanda, especially in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It used to be quite a battle to actually get an opportunity to get into the DJ booth and get yourself on lineups back in the day. Now it's certainly a lot easier than it was. However, being paid the same amount as the men and getting the same kind of spots still remains a little bit more difficult, I would say, for women. But I think now it's also supporting the LGBTQ plus community, who are kind of where we were at 20 years ago, with feeling safe and secure, feeling confident enough to shine up there on the stage. And it's not even just about the performance, it's about whole crews. So it's about kind of our co-papa is very clear. So Brazen itself, the definition or our definition, excuse me, of a brazen person is a person standing in their power and asking for what they need and what they want, not accepting anything less, and showing up with the whole self and knowing that they are worthy of extraordinary. And I think women have found that difficult, to really shine without feeling, arrogant or, it's quite normal for women to kind of feel anxious in that realm. And so now we're kind of feeling more powerful and feeling like that's where we should be.
Yeah, I think there's something that's it's not that new anymore, but that's a new step is that women are organising their own events now. And it's kind of reflected in the movie world where some of the more famous, I guess, female stars making their own films, producing their own films. And I think there was one about the women's suffrage movement in the UK that probably no male producer in Hollywood had ever thought of making or ever thought would sell, but they just decided that's what they wanted to do, and they went in and they had the power at that point to actually be able to do it.
Yeah. I think that's where it's coming from. It's just like, it's almost like we're holding each other up and supporting each other, and that's really important, and there's some amazing women out there in the music industry that are all really helping each other now, and the networking has been huge. And it's not that we don't honor and love our male peers as well. Like, they are totally involved in Brazen. We have partners and friends that give us huge amount of support. I think it's just much more kind of an empowerment of a community of women, like really showing their power and what we can do when we all get together, that has historically been such a male-dominated arena.
Actually, another thing that's happening this weekend, there's an event called the Wonder Woman Adventure Race happening the same day, Saturday, this weekend.
Oh, wow. No, I had no idea.
Yeah, so I was starting to wonder if this was like, if you'd planned it or something, but it's just by pure coincidence.
Oh, no, it's a complete coincidence. I had no idea, but is that in Raglan as well?
Yeah, that's happening on Saturday. And our station, we're going to be doing some music for the event as all the runners are coming back in. So we've got all our female DJs together to go and perform out there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully we have a bit of time to catch a bit of that.
Yeah, well, they'll be during the day. I don't know if they even if they know you're here. I'll ask them next time I see them. But that's a woman's own only adventure race. And it was funny, they talked a little bit about that and their experiences, and someone had said, "Oh, why don't you do a men's only one? You know, that would be fair." And so someone actually tried it, but the men weren't that excited about just being a men's only race.
It yeah, never really took off. Yeah. I think sometimes for myself personally, I can kind of I get that is that that like now the men are seeing what we're doing and feeling almost a little bit left out. But then when you look at major lineups everywhere around the country, it's certainly gotten better. But it still can be like quite male top heavy when there's a huge amount of really talented women in the music industry that are just gagging at the opportunity to still get a chance. So it's not quite an even playing field, but certainly I think events like this and other events are helping.
Yeah, it seems to be slow progress. And like I'm in my 50s now, and I had thought, ignorantly of me, that a lot of these battles had been fought and won, but I've been hearing still that young women in the music industry are still having to face attitudes that they shouldn't have to face. And yeah, I mean, I'm not part of the music industry, I don't really know it, so I kind of was surprised by that, but it is what it is, yeah. I guess, in that regard.
I think there's a safety thing going on as well, that events like Brazen, one feedback that came from our first Brazen festivals was that we had people across the LGBTQ community who came in as punters, as well as just the general public, including the men, that felt safe there. Mm. And I think that there was this overwhelming kind of, atmosphere that was created by a female top-heavy crew and performers that almost kind of... Everybody just came out feeling safe. I'm not quite sure how that was created, but and I think that's another thing, is that, you know, feeling confident in yourself to be able to get up there and perform without feeling like you're being judged was part of it. Certainly for the women on our lineup, but I think that overflowed into the whole festival vibe.
Yeah, and that's what you want for a festival, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've taken it on the road. Is Raglan the first one that you're doing this year?
Yeah, it is. So, we felt really blessed. It was just by chance. We looked around the country, and the Yacht Club is quite an infamous venue. It's just got such a lovely reputation, and in all the time that we've played, neither Amanda nor myself have actually played at the Yacht Club, which is quite bizarre considering we've both been playing for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And so we just had a chat to Andy, who was very supportive of us and was really keen. And originally our festival date was going to be the 4th of May, and so we really wanted to have something on that weekend. So and the Yacht Club was available, so that's how that happened. But we're trying to take the Brazen brand around the country to smaller cities, so that people can just experience what we have to offer, bring in the brand, give people a little bit of a taster that are maybe outside of the main cities.
Yeah. People certainly appreciate that. So where are you going next?
We after Raglan, our next Brazen pop-up is actually at Luma Festival. So we're that's being part of a bigger festival. We've just got a one-night stage takeover down in Queenstown. So that's an amazing light and art festival. And after that, we head to Tauranga. And I think after Tauranga, we have We're actually in North Auckland. So we are in Auckland, but we're on North Shore.
Okay, yeah.
We're not in the city. Yep. And then we're down to Napier and Nelson.
Okay, so that's... So, and this is a new thing. You haven't done this before, taken it on the road. So a bit of an experiment?
It is certainly an experiment, yeah. It's had a really good reception, so we'll see. But it's feeling really good at the moment to be able to do that. I think everybody's feeling the pinch at the moment. Mm. So a lot of people going into a festival, especially when they have to travel to it, a lot of the festivals are kind of in Auckland or north of Auckland, and a lot of people have to drive a long way or fly, and festival tickets, although they're completely worth it, tend to be a little bit more expensive. So there's only so many festivals people can get to.
Yeah.
So whereas a one-night gig, we can kind of price point it so that everybody gets an opportunity to come along and enjoy the music and the performance.
All right, well, look, we better give people some details about the time and the place and also where they can get the tickets before we go.
Yeah, sure. So it's at the Yacht Club this Saturday night, so the 4th of May. We are opening the doors at 8 p.m. The music is going till 1 a.m. the next morning. You can head to Ticket Fairy online, and there's still tickets online. There may be door sales left on the door, but as you said, it's a lovely, cozy venue, so there's only so many people that will fit in.
Yeah.
So my
yeah.
advice is grab yourself a ticket online.
And we've had a very serious discussion, but tell us what, because the event itself is a celebration, so tell us what it's going to be like and from that side.
We're kicking off the night with Yana. I'm really excited to hear Yana play. It's mostly going to be house and techno, but there will be a lot of cross genre. So maybe some breaks and some indie dance. Of course, myself and Salty will be bringing a little bit of the live element in there. We play after Yana. We're going to be kicking off at, I think, 10 o'clock. And then Amanda Mania is finishing off the night. Amanda's incredibly infectious and brings a real funky vibe to all of her music. Mm. So that'll be amazing. And throughout the night, we'll have Veronica coming on and off and performing
to
each of those sets.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, well, Sarah, been really nice to chat to you this morning. Hope you have a good gig, and good luck.
Really appreciate it.